We continue on with our locker room chats here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you. We now talk about the Jackson Heights Cobras. We're joined by the girls' basketball coach. That is Madison Massey. It is brought to you by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, it's been kind of a weird season with January. Of course, you had the cold weather, a lot of games being moved around, and sometimes you're seeing these three-game weeks, 3 games, 5 days kind of stretch, and you're getting that here towards the end of the season. Talk about that in a moment, but obviously a big win against Horton earlier this week on Tuesday night. You guys are able to pull it out 51-48. You know, take us back to that one earlier this week. That game was at home, but what'd you like, what'd you see, and obviously your team coming away with a victory.
You know, Horton's a good team. They're going to have a lot of talent coming in the next couple of years. They've got a freshman, a little point guard that did a really nice job. She was hard to stop. We had to face guard her. She still ended the night with 19 points. But we just continue to allow pressure to frustrate us. And, you know, Bryn Shoup didn't get to play last night due to an injury. So that hurts us not having our point guard. But overall, you know, we fought to the finish. We have very, very tight quarters scoring-wise with them. I knew it was going to be tight all the way to the end, but we had a big three in the fourth quarter, which put us up, and then we were able to keep the ball away from Horton.
And you guys were able to split the two-game series and bounce back after they were able to, you know, take you down back in early January. But, again, we talk about the kind of the stretch coming up here, and you get a makeup game on Thursday here with Jefferson County North, and then you bounce right back on Friday and travel to McLeod. So you go back-to-back nights, back-to-back road games. How challenging has it been, you know, navigating this schedule this year with, you know, the weather that we had in January and all these games being kind of moved around?
Well, it's a little information overload because, you know, you usually have a day or two before each game to kind of game plan, work on a couple new strategies. So having back-to-back games, you got to work on both the day before and be able to differentiate the two. And you know, high school girls basketball, that can be hard for them sometimes. So that's definitely a struggle. But I'm getting to coach quite a few more games since I was on maternity leave during those snow days that got rescheduled. So I'm kind of okay with that because I'm just glad to be back. And, we got JCN tomorrow. That's going to be a really tough one. We got outscored the first time we played them in the first quarter, 14-2. And then the rest of the quarters were even. I mean, we outscored them in two of the four quarters. So would have been close if we didn't let them get a run early. So I look forward to that game because I think it should be a fun one.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we appreciate it as always. What's kind of your overall take on the league itself? Obviously, you mentioned again you were on maternity leave, so you missed some time. So you haven't seen all the games that you could have seen, you know, compared to all the other coaches. But, you know, you got a team like Moorhill Mounts Academy who's kind of come out of nowhere, top the league. JCN still doing what they do. Pleasant Ridge has been steady. And then you kind of have that middle of the pack, you know, teams like Oskaloosa, ACCHS, you guys, Valley Falls, all right around, you know, that 500 mark in league play. And you mentioned Horton's made a nice jump as well. What's kind of the take on the league this year, maybe compared to last year?
The league is super competitive. I think on any given night, anyone can win, and that's the fun part about it is most of them are close games. And, yeah, Marhill's doing a great job. I look forward to see what they can do in the postseason. They've got a great coach. They've got some great talent, and I think they should go pretty far. But overall, the league, it's been a really fun year. But last year, there were a couple top – us and ACC were the top two teams, and JCN, of course. But they were, you know, kind of separated from the other ones. This year it's just a lot more even and can be anyone's game any night.
There it is. Jackson Heights girls basketball coach. That is Madison Massey, brought to you by Farm Bureau Aware, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Community Healthcare System. Again, a tough stretch here. Back-to-back road games Thursday, Friday. We'll be at Jefferson County North first, followed by McLeod, and then two more games next week to wrap up the regular season. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck here in these next couple nights. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.